from Dorothy. It's April 4, 2026, 11 p.m. Eastern. Here are the latest headlines. President Trump fires Attorney General Pam Bondi and appoints Todd Blanche as acting Attorney General. President Donald Trump announced Thursday that he has fired Attorney General Pam Bondi. This decision ends her 14-month tenure as the nation's top law enforcement officer. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche served as a personal defense lawyer for the president during his hush money trial. He has now been named acting Attorney General. Trump praised Bondi in a statement on Truth Social as a great American patriot and loyal friend. He noted she oversaw significant decline in murder rates. However, multiple reports indicate the dismissal stems from frustration regarding her handling of Jeffrey Epstein investigative files. Sources say Trump was unhappy with her failure to secure criminal prosecutions against his political enemies. The Washington Examiner reported that a gradual erosion of confidence led to the abrupt ouster. Bondi faced intense scrutiny for the Department of Justice management of sensitive documents. This led to several embarrassing court losses and a political crisis for the administration.
The firing of Attorney General Pam Bondi marks the second major cabinet shakeup in less than a month. This dismissal follows the recent ouster of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Bondi was widely expected to aggressively pursue the administration's agenda, yet struggled to balance loyalty with prosecutorial independence. Reports suggest she failed to deliver criminal convictions of Trump's perceived adversaries that the president had urged. The handling of Epstein files became a focal point of controversy among conservative influencers and online sleuths. Law professor David Cole stated she failed to prosecute his political enemies and mishandled the Epstein files. The New York Times reported that Trump's core dissatisfaction stemmed from Bondi's inability to serve his desire for revenge. The Hill noted that the failure to get Trump his scalps sealed her fate. Republicans and Democrats alike agree that the lack of results was a primary factor in her removal from office.
Bondi was told her time in the administration had ended during a car ride to the Supreme Court. Sources indicate Trump informed Bondi of her termination during a car ride from the White House to the Supreme Court on Wednesday. Despite her loyalty, she failed to deliver the criminal convictions of Trump's perceived adversaries that the president had urged. The handling of the Epstein files has been a central point of contention throughout her tenure. Bondi faced significant backlash for court losses and perceived mishandling of the documents related to the convicted sex offender. Representative Nancy Mace stated on Friday that Bondi remains compelled legally to testify, though the status of the subpoena is now under review. Todd Blanche has sought to distance the department from the Epstein controversy in recent interviews.
The announcement follows weeks of mounting frustration within the White House regarding Bondi's handling of sensitive matters. Sources familiar with the situation told NBC News and the New York Times that Trump had privately discussed replacing Bondi for months. The decision reportedly accelerated by her inability to deliver on the president's demands for scalps against perceived adversaries. The Washington Examiner reported that a gradual erosion of confidence led to the abrupt ouster, which mirrors the recent dismissal of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Bondi's tenure was frequently overshadowed by the release of documents related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The Guardian and other outlets noted that Democrats celebrated the firing, viewing it as an acknowledgement of a cover-up. Some Republicans expressed optimism that a new leadership could better address the Epstein files.
President Trump used four brutal words to inform Bondi of her termination during a car ride on Wednesday. The Wall Street Journal reported that the president used four brutal words to inform Bondi of her termination during a car ride from the White House to the Supreme Court on Wednesday. Bondi previously served as Florida's attorney general and was a vocal supporter of the president. She faced intense scrutiny over the Department of Justice management of the Epstein investigation. Critics and survivors' advocates argued that her leadership resulted in embarrassing court losses and a mishandling of the files. These documents became a focal point for congressional inquiries into the administration's actions. Bondi was scheduled to testify before the House Oversight Committee on April 14th regarding her handling of the documents. Todd Blanche will serve as acting attorney general following Bondi's departure. He has a long-standing relationship with the president and is expected to lead the department through this turbulent period.
That's your Dorothy News Update. For full coverage and source links, visit dorothy.cmm.sh.